BBC dismayed by Brexit blow to eat the bug's agenda. By Jack Montgomery on August 9, 2022. The British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, has expressed dismay that Brexit has temporarily delayed efforts to normalize the consumption of bugs to achieve net zero. The state-owned news organization, funded by a compulsory license fee which all television viewers and all consumers of BBC iPlayer content online must pay on pain of fines backed by imprisonment, noted that the sale of edible insects in Great Britain became illegal after the end of the so-called Brexit transition period, although not in Northern Ireland, which was surrendered to the European Union as a kind of customs and regulatory semi-colony. In a short video report focused on two so-called insect farmers with a clear commercial interest in the Eat the Bugs agenda, the BBC described bugs as superfood that release far lower CO2 emissions than livestock farming, with their two insect farmers also focusing on their potential contribution to achieving the net zero ambitions of outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson and globalist institutions such as Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, WEF. Experts tell us that, if we want to save the planet, we should eat more insects, the broadcaster asserted, before lamenting that selling insects as food in the UK was essentially banned following Brexit, leaving the insect industry in limbo. Their two insect farmers, Tiziana Di Costanzo and Leo Taylor, pushed a similar green agenda narrative in the advertisement-like report, with the former arguing that a switch to bug eating will, for example, allow the oceans to replenish, and the latter arguing that it would drive the UK towards net zero more rapidly. Britain's Food Standard Agency has reportedly said that it did not intend for edible bugs to be banned at the end of the Brexit transition, and it now looking at a law to legalize them again. Indeed, Taylor said he hoped Britain might go further than the European Union has and make it easier for us to bring new species to the market, so they may be back on the proverbial menu again before long. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.